This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. Arctic sea ice has been shrinking in recent decades, reaching record lows both in summer and in winter. A new study shows a continuation of this trend. Ice is sticking to Alaska's northern shores for less time than it used to. Researchers say this can have implications for the climate, resource development, and subsistence hunting. The Alaska Desk's Aliona Niden reports.
Andrew Mahoney is a research professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute. In January, he and his colleague published a study in the Journal of Geophysical Research, Oceans. It focused on the ice that attaches to the shores of Alaska's northern coast, called landfast ice. They found that over nearly three decades, the landfast ice in Alaska's Arctic is forming later, breaking up earlier, and is not reaching as far offshore.
So it's sort of shrinking in time and it's shrinking in space as well.
Mahoney previously looked at the landfast ice in Chukchi and Beaufort Seas in a study published in 2014. At that time, the Chukchi Sea seemed to experience more ice loss, while the Beaufort Sea seemed more stable. This year's study showed that that has changed. Mahoney says that while landfast ice is only a small fraction of the overall ice cover, it is the type of ice most people come in contact with. Indigenous communities have used it for millennia to hunt, like whalers in Utqiagvik in spring.
A large fraction of the community at any one time might actually be out on the landfast ice actively whaling, and the success of that whale hunt is in part related to how accessible and how stable and safe the landfast ice is.
Mahoney added that the oil and gas industry also uses landfast ice to build seasonal ice roads to connect to facilities. In fact, his team's study was funded by the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management with the interest of oil and gas development near shore. When landfast ice breaks up earlier in spring, coastal communities lose a shield protecting them from the open water and waves.
There's a lot of erosion affecting these communities. Most of it happens in the fall, but we could start to see more erosion happening in the springtime if landfast ice keeps breaking up earlier.
The Arctic has been warming four times faster than the rest of the world. The recent landfast ice decline might be related to the overall thinning of Arctic ice due to climate change. But more research is needed to better understand the process behind it. In Anchorage, I'm Aliona Niten.
It was just election day for the 15,000-member White Mountain Apache tribe. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrasio reports, a new chairman has been named and hopes his administration can help change course.
The tribal radio station first announced official results late Wednesday.
88.1 FM, whatever, 89.9 FM, CBQ.
White River School Board member Orlando Carroll won the seat by 80 ballots. Over 4,200 votes were cast in that race. The chairman-elect celebrated with supporters.
You are the core of the Carroll administration.
Carroll promises stability and a brighter future after the tribe has had two different sitting chairmen within recent weeks. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrasio.
And I'm Jill Freitas.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow. The Last Dance is this April 24th and 25th at Expo New Mexico. Main Street will be Native Route 66 with classic cars, motorcycles, roving dance performances, and more. Tickets at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Hear that? Tribal college faculty do so much, one can't say it all here. Nothing but respect. Visit mosttheorjobdescription.com. The American Indian College Fund supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.